We are concluding, inshallah, today, Surah Taha, and the verse I recited is, and thus we recompense him who is prodigal and does not believe in signs of his Lord. And certainly the chastisement of hereafter is more grievous and more lasting. This verse came in context of the previous verses which we recited in last Majlis, in which Allah said, the one who does not remember me, I'll raise him on the judgment day blind and I'll forget about him. Means he'll be in punishment. So after that verse, Allah is talking about, and that's how we recompense who is prodigal and does not believe in the signs of his Lord, and certainly the chastisement of hereafter is more grievous and more lasting. Allah says, that's how I punish people who do not remember me, ignore my signs, so I'll raise them blind on the judgment day and I will forget about them, means they will be in punishment. Because Allah's sign came and they just ignored it. Then in next verse Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَقْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُوا فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. And does it not then guide such men? How many of generation we did destroy before them, amid whose dwelling they walk about? Verily, there are signs in this for those with understanding. Uli nuha means people of understanding. Allah says that, does it not guide them? That how many generations we destroyed, in whose dwelling they walk around? So what is he talking about? What dwelling Allah is talking about? Where they walk around? The dwelling were like, because these verses were revealed in Makkah, right? So dwellings are of people of Aad. Because when Makkah people used to walk towards Yemen, they used to see the dwellings of Aad, Allah destroyed. Then when they used to walk Makkah people from Makkah to Syria, they used to see dwellings of Thamud, which were destroyed. Then if you walk to the Palestine, you see the dwellings of people of Lut who were destroyed. Allah says then, does it not then guide such men, how many of generation we did destroy before them, amid whose dwelling they walk about? Verily, there are signs in this part of with people of understanding. If you are Uli Nuha, if you are people of understanding, when you walk to those dwellings, you will get some understanding, you know, that how people have been destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You Google Madain, and you will see those nicely carved houses in big mountains in Saudi, Hijaz, which are like 500 miles from Mecca. You can still see that people of Thamud, how Allah destroyed Allah then. You can just see right with your eyes right now. But Shaitan just makes us forget everything. You have to people of Uli Nuha, people of understanding, then we will ponder about it. Oh, Allah destroyed. Oh, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallawla kalmatun. And the next one Allah says, وَلَوْلَا Now Allah says the next verse, وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبْقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَكَانَ لِزَامًا وَأَجْلٌ مُسَمَّى. And had there not been a decree that went forth before your Lord, an appointed term would necessarily have come. This is a difficult translation, I'll tell you. Allah says, if there was not a decree with before from your Lord, and an appointed term, would necessarily, the chastisement would have necessarily come. So what does it mean? It means that if I have not appointed a fixed time for them, for punishment, the punishment would have already come. That means Allah has put an appointed time for the punishment. So what is the appointed time for punishment? And why the chastisement has not come? This is the discussion. Appointed time are two times. One is the day of judgment. Judgment day come, or then the appointed time come and punishment starts. One is this that when a messenger comes and you deny a messenger, Allah sends punishment. Like what happened to Aad and Thamud and Lut people. Then came. So the question comes, why Allah gives appointed time and why doesn't punishment come? Now, there are a lot of discussion in tafsir, you know. If Allah would have started punishing people right and right all the time, there won't be any person walking in the planet, you know, because there's so much sinning going on here. First thing. Second thing, if okay, no punishment comes in 2 days, you be behave. So people will be just following Allah with a fear, you know, like a jabbar, you know. There will not be free will much involved. It's a fear of Allah. What Allah wants is a good time, like for us, I pass half most of my life. A good time, so that we grow with the free will and understanding. So that we are, because with the free will understanding is a better growth than this fear and just not right inner growth. Allah wants real inner growth for all of us. You see a lot of people, for 20 years they don't come to the mosque. And they don't salah. And then after 20 years they come every day. So they grew. You see many women, they don't do hijab for 20 years. Then suddenly you see, they do hijab, they do hajj and all that, and they become beautiful. So Allah gives time. And that comes with the heart, you know. So that's why this is Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, that Allah gives time for us to grow. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. وَزْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافِ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. So be patient with what they say and glorify your Lord by praising Him before the rising of the sun and before its setting and during hours of night, and also glorify and during the part of day that you may be pleased. It's a beautiful verse of Quran. It has a lot of discussion. First Allah says, وَزْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُ. So keep patience what they say. What was the patience about? What are they saying? They are saying, we don't follow Rasul. O Prophet, you are a liar. You are not our Prophet, right? It was so painful. So Allah says, keep patience on that. And then Allah says, now, glorify your Lord. Hamd. Allah says, Hamd, glorify and praising your Lord. Glorify and praising your Lord. And this word came twice in this verse. And then last Allah says, so that you may be pleased. And last, لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى, you may be pleased, right? So there are few parts of these verses. First Allah says, keep patience what they say. Then Allah says about hamd and glorification. Tasbihah. You know. This verse is one of the famous verses of Quran for the timing of Salat. Now there are a lot of discussion about, is this just for this verse came for only tasbihat, glorification, or they came for the salat also? This is the first discussion. But most of the people say, most of the narrators say, it is not just for tasbihat, but also for mandatory salat. Okay? So mandatory salat, now there is a discussion, how many mandatory salats are discussed in this verse? So there are some different opinions. Now Allah says, before the sunrise and before the sunset. There are two times very clear. Right? Praising Him before the rising of sun and before its setting. So what is the meaning of this timing? Before rising is morning prayer, subh prayer, and before the setting is asr prayer. This is very clear. And during hours of night. Allah says after that, during hours of night, that means salat of maghrib and isha. That's very clear. So four salat are very clear. Four salat times are very clear. Now there's discussion. Also glorified during the parts of day. Now this is a discussion. Atraf and nahar. Glorify in the part of the day. Atraf means around the day. So there are two discussions about it. Atraf and nahar means around the day is what? So day starts from sunrise to sunset, right? So if you do two ends of the, then they become sunset to sunrise. Sunrise to sunset, right? So sunrise is subh prayer, and sunset, before sunset will be asr prayer again. So atraf and nahar, some people say, is again subh prayer and asr prayer, because there's the two ends of the day. So they say that Allah talked twice about subh and asr prayer to give more importance. That's one opinion. Second opinion say no. If you take the whole day as a whole, and the midday is Zuhr time. So there are two ends of the whole day, and these two ends meet at the Zuhr time. You know, half is gone, the new half starts, so it becomes like around the daytime is the Zuhr time. If you take it as a Zuhr time, then we have all five times mentioned in these verses. But if you take it, no, it's not Zohar time, it's his Subra and Asar time, then only four times are mentioned. So now the discussion comes, then what will happen to Zohar time if you think that Zohar is not mentioned? So it is said that this surah was revealed in Makkah before Miraj. When Prophet went to Miraj, and Surah Bani Israel was revealed, and Surah Bani Israel, which is also called as Surah Asara, then when Allah revealed in Bani Israel clearly for five times prayer. And at that time, when Prophet went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, now I will make you five times prayer. So five times prayer were implemented when Prophet came from Miraj, not before that. So that for first Salat Prophet recited was Zohar Salat. So that's how it is said. Now there is also discussion about that when Allah says about during the verse of night, also glorify Him during the part of day, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says it means also to do voluntarily good deeds. Also is part of the meaning of this verse. And now the last thing, you may be pleased, Allah ka tarza, Allah says. So that means that when you go to Salat and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first Allah started with the Wasbir ala ma yaqulu. Keep patience. Start with patience and it ends on the, so you then become pleased. Is that when you go to Salat with all these pains of the life and we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do tasbihat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holy essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touch your heart. Holy essence is perfection. Holy essence give peace and calmness. Your ruh gets so happy. Your soul gets so happy. And that is the best happiness you can ever imagine. And that's what Allah is talking about. That then you will be happy. We all have to do that. Our all happiness we should seek in our salat, tasbihat. Tasbih Fatima, never forget it. Because it raises your station so high, those tasbihat, you know. People try to do fast and quick and just forget about it. Then there is no happiness, you know. Because more you deeply do tasbihat, the understanding, there's a more lift to your soul, you know.
وَلَا تُمَدُّنَّ عَيْنَكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةً حَيَاةِ الدُّنِيَا لِنَفْتِنُهُمْ فِي وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
And do not stretch your eyes to that thing which we have given parties of them to enjoy, the splendor of the life of the world, that we may try them in it, and the provision of your Lord is better and more lasting. This verse came after Salat verse. And it is said that a guest came to Prophet's house and there was nothing for at Prophet's house to treat him. So Prophet asked one of his companion to go and borrow something from a Jewish person so he can feed him. So Jewish guy said that, I want something as a rehen, you know, to keep it so I can lend you something. So Prophet said that I have only one coat, you know, like a war coat, zira, and, you know, take my coat for the, you know, like battlefield coat, so that you can get some food from Jewish person. And while Prophet was saying, this verse was revealed. Because Prophet was in a hard situation, you know. It's such a beautiful verse. Allah says, do not stretch your eyes to that thing which we have given parties of them to enjoy. Don't even look at them, Prophet. What I have given to these people. Because Prophet had nothing much in his life, you know. He was such a simple man. And through this verse, Allah is talking to believers also. That don't turn your eyes to the one I am given the splendor of life of the world. That may, and that is all Allah says, I gave them to try them. It's a trial for them. And Allah says, the provision of your Lord is better and more lasting. It's a trial, you know. Allah says, innama amwalukum auladukum fitna. Surely your children and your money is your testing. So children and money are testing. But if you read Surah Tawbah, twice Allah says about munafiqeen that I'll punish them through children and the money. So on one level it is testing, but on an even higher level it becomes punishment. So we should not, that's what Allah is telling, don't turn your eyes to someone I have given so much. Because it is either testing or a punishment. you know. And one it, who is not agreeing what Allah has given and doesn't think Allah, Allah cut short his life. If he doesn't see that way, and Allah punish him. So it's better not to look at the people, what they got. What we need to look is our musalla, how much we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I have seen people, and we always see that some people, when they go to salat, the fitna comes of the children and money. And all in the salat time, they are just seeing what is fitna. What happened to my child? He's failing. What happened to my business? Whole salat goes in business. Because this is a fitna. And it can become punishment that don't sleep all night. Why are you not sleeping? Oh, my child is failing. Did Allah say you to be up all night because your child is failing an exam or your business? Did Allah say that? Allah said, remember me. Do your work. Be a parent. But don't put your heart or child to the degree that you are up all night and not putting time into my salat. Now your life has become miserable. It has become punishment. Did I tell you that? In the Quran, to be up all night because my child is failing or my business failing? No, Allah never said that. Rasul never said that. They said, remember Allah. Praise me. I'll help you in my daily chores. If you work for Allah, Allah makes things easy for you in this world. Allah never said to put all your heart in your children anywhere. This is all testing, brothers and sisters. Otherwise, it becomes punishment. I have seen in my own life these things. Many people are depressed, anxiety. My job, my children, my job. What is this? You do your job and that's about it. Don't connect your heart to the degree that you are not remembering Allah. Your trust in Allah is gone. You are just depressed because of your lack of faith. We pray to Allah that we don't do that.
وَعَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْآقِبَةَ لِلتَّقْوَى And bid your family to pray and be constant therein. We do not ask your sustenance, we give you sustenance. And end is for righteousness. Such a beautiful verse. Allah says, bid your family to pray. Tell your family to pray. And be constant therein. He said, for your family to pray and you be constant prophet from praying. What a beautiful verse. What a beautiful verse. And we do not ask you sustenance, we give you sustenance. And end is for the righteous one. When this verse came, who was his family? This verse was revealed in Makkah. He was married to his wife Khatija. And in his house was his wife Khatija and Imam Ali used to live with him. This verse came for them. That was his family. But he showed this verse in practice when? When they moved to Medina and Imam Ali was married to his daughter, Prophet used to, because Allah says, bid to your family for prayer. So Prophet used to go for months and knock the door of Bibi Fatima, say, pray. And we will recite Ayat Athir, the purification verse. What was the point? Why Prophet would tell Bibi Fatima and Ahlul Bayt to pray? Because Allah said that. Why? Nuru ala nur, light upon light. Light upon light. Light upon light. Imam Hussain used to sing, listen to, right? And that's why we saw Imam's prayer on the namaz in the Karbala. Because of Prophet saying. There was no need for Prophet to say, right? But Allah said that. Who could do sajda of Imam Hussain in Asr? This was the Wamur Aluka Bissalat. There was the effect of Prophet's prayer. And say, you be as a prophet, you don't tell them, but you be stick to it. Ya Allah. This is Tawheed. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا يَأْتِينَا بِآيَاتٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ أَوَلَمْ تَتِّهِمْ بَيِّنَاتُ مَا فِي صُحُفِ الْأُولَى And they say, why doesn't he not bring us a sign from his Lord? Has there not come to them a clear proof of what is in the former books? They were not satisfied the Quran was revealed. They were so bad. They said, why he doesn't bring some sign again? After he revealed Quran, they were not happy. They wanted more. Like some open miracles. So Allah says, has there not come to them a clear proof of what is in the former books? Because what happened to former books? Because in former books exactly describe things like what Quran described in the same manner. So Allah said, I sent already those books and this book is there. What else they are asking?
Now there is more discussion to that. There are formal books, and this Quran Allah described very clearly. There is one previous generation, they asked for punishment, they got punishment, and what kind of punishment they had. And previous verses we have read that, don't you walk around their houses, how I destroyed them. Allah says, then what else you are asking? What else you are asking? This is like such a kind of arrogance. After saying that, Allah says in the final verse in this surah, and each one of is waiting, therefore do await, then soon you will come to know who is the follower of the straight and even way and who is guided. So Allah says everybody is waiting, tell them, we wait and you wait, very soon you will know who is on a straight path and even way and who is guided. See, we are also waiting, brothers. We are waiting, but our waiting is also for Imam also. And we are waiting, but this waiting time for us is very important, because Allah has given us chance to grow and do tawbah and to rujoo towards Allah, to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This waiting for us is very fruitful for us. We should thank Allah that we are still living and our Imam has not come, but we should prepare every day for our death and especially for helping Imam, because this waiting is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, I will try to talk about Imam Hussain alayhi salam with these two verses which we talked about. One verse was about Allah says, turn away from your eyes what I have given to the world. And then Allah talked about, tell your family to do salah, pray salat. We did two verses. We see these two verses very clearly in Karbala. Imam Hussain alayhi salam, when Allah said to Prophet, turn away from your eyes from the what I have given to the world. Imam Hussain turned our eyes away from everything. He did not care about this world. He sacrificed everything what he had in his hand. He sacrificed his house. He sacrificed his tents. He sacrificed his children. He sacrificed his brother. He sacrificed his companion. He sacrificed all what he had, which can you imagine. He sacrificed everything. He sacrificed the chadra of his sister. He sacrificed everything. And after sacrification, totally away from any material, any inclination, everything, then he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prayer of Asr. Can you imagine what kind of prayer Imam Hussain did? The sajda of Imam Hussain is the memorable sajda which this earth and this universe could witness. Allah la'anatullah qawmal zalimeen.